Ugh, I should have swiped left.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Should Have Swiped Left, the podcast. This is episode 10. We're on double digits. I'm so proud of myself for sticking to this for 10 weeks, and you're welcome. So, there's that. Today, I have with me one of my good friends who I have mentioned previously in the podcast, but he has yet to grace your ears, so now he's here. My good friend, Van, who I also call Vangelo.
Hi, yes, me, all day, every day. Yes, all Vangelo. Day, every day.
He's a treat. He's perfect. So you guys
Thank you.
In for...
All the compliments. Keep them coming. Yes. I will always take them.
And we'll pop off in a second. you guys are in for a treat. So let's just start real quick, though. If you are not following me on Instagram, just look me up at Should Have Swipe Left Podcast and hit that follow button, and I might follow you back if your account's not private and I can see what you're posting. Otherwise, I get a little rage.
Oh my God. People do that. Like, yeah. You gotta do that. Like, no, my favorite is, like, on, like, the hookup apps when guys, like, link their, like, their Instagram. And they're like,
I get so mad.
And they're like, more pictures of me on my Instagram. And then you go to it and you're like,
and it's private?
But, like, bro, it's private. Like, I can't see anything. And I'm really not about to increase my follower account for you because I don't know you yet.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's all about ratios. I gotta look social. You know? It's about building the brand.
Oh, wait. I only have 200 more followers than what I'm following. Somebody's gotta go.
We gotta delete somebody. It's time for some spring cleaning. Absolutely.
I do spring clean. I'm not even gonna lie. That sounds terrible. But, like, if you're, like, not posting ever or giving anything to my life, I'm like, okay.
I don't need to see your profile at all. I also don't need to see that little extra one on mine. So, goodbye.
That part.
Have a great one.
It was nice. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I had work today, but we're living our best lives with wine, and we're going to have a really interesting episode. So, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. You chose to listen on a really good episode. If you are an avid listener, welcome back. Happy to have you. And we're going to keep going until 100.
Okay.
I don't know. I said my 100th episode.
Oh, okay.
I hope I'm not still single at 100.
Wow. Was that your first mile marker that you came up with?
That's
you
90.
Were like, you know what? If I'm going to do it, like, I'm just going to dive in. Basically me in any relationship, right?
Okay, but I did say this when I started. I was like, I'm going to stick to this for a year.
Okay.
So that's 52.
That's 52 episodes. Yeah.
But, like, 100 is pushing it, and I'll probably be really depressed by the end of it. I'll be like, guys, I'm still single.
I can imagine that doing this for you is, like, some form of therapy.
It feels great.
Yeah, it feels nice to be able to get these synthesized thoughts that I know that you have in your head, like, kind of out into the universe and then see who grabs hold of them and says, hey, I feel you on that.
It makes me feel really good that so many people are feeling this podcast.
That are, like, listening, and they're like, you're like, oh yeah, I'm not alone in this. Thanks.
Like, every little bit, like, every rating, anything that, like, people, you know, message me.
So, take a second, pause, rate, subscribe, share it with a friend. Did you do that yet?
Rate it 5 stars.
Do it.
If you didn't, shame on you.
Yeah, no, I was talking, I have a friend who writes a book, and he says, like, you'd be surprised at, like, how word of mouth is just, like, still so much impactful.
It is.
Like, it's the way that people still find things. That's how some people choose to ideally find somebody else, right?
Yeah, that's, like, true, because I only follow, I started listening to some of the podcasts I listen to so much now, because someone was like, you need to listen to this.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And I listen, I was like, yep, obsessed.
My type of humor.
That's it.
Perfectly me.
On that subject, thank you to Bad at Love Podcast, who shared and featured my podcast on their Instagram this morning. And that was a nice surprise to wake up to. So thanks, guys. If you also want to share my podcast on your Instagram, please do it.
Go for it. It's free.
It's free. It's free. And if you need some good entertainment on your commute to work or on a flight or while you're pooping.
I just flew the other day and I just pooped earlier today.
See? All people do these things. Download podcasts for some entertainment.
Everyone does it. Everybody poops.
Some more than others. That's a different topic. We're not talking about that today.
Different podcast. Million dollar idea, but different podcast.
Okay, so Van, are you on the apps?
I am. But do you want to categorize it specifically? Like, are we talking about, like, apps that involve meeting people in general, or like the dating apps versus the hookup apps. Because,
oh my gosh, this is intense.
No, because I am one of those crazy, crazy, crazy ass people that's always like, my therapist, my therapist, my therapist. And one of the things that my therapist and I have talked about, and like I really had to realize, was that like, why are you spending the time saying or even attempting to find a relationship in a hookup app? Like, you went into it with an intention, and now you're trying to subvert ideas, and you're getting yourself hurt in the process.
Fair.
Why not be, like, there's no, it was also kind of her way of, like, reminding me, like, to own my sexual agency and, like, just be okay with whatever I want to do, that, like, why go into something with different ideas? It is okay to have a hookup app and say, yes, I'm here just for hookups, but it is also okay to say there is something else in my life that I'm looking for, and to just quantify dating as just dating.
But do you think that, okay, so what, okay, let's rewind.
Yeah.
What do you, like, what is an app you classify as a hookup app?
Like Grindr.
Grindr.
I view it specifically as a hookup app.
Okay. I don't have that.
Yeah, no. Straight women. Actually, I was going to say straight women don't, but you'd be surprised at some of the stories I hear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From who? I need to get them just, on the
podcast. Just like on the internet. Like, there's just the crazy screenshots you'll see of shit. And like, now, you never know if it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Can I curse on here?
You can say
okay.
whatever
you want. I totally just let off a couple. I should have asked that. But you'll just see like the craziest things on some of them, on some of the hookup apps.
Maybe, like, on most apps. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like just online is where
weird.
The creeps go.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yet, we're there.
But in terms of dating apps, I just use one. Bumble.
Like it. Okay, let's talk about that.
I don't know why I like it, but
because
I like it better
than
Tinder.
Because Duran and I talked about that in episode 7.
Yeah.
We talked about Bumble, and he doesn't use it, so we were trying to figure out how that works when it comes to the...
Well, I know that its biggest appeal was originally for straight women, that, like, the woman had to initiate the conversation, right?
So how does it work with
gay? So for me, when I match with somebody on Bumble, we both have 24 hours to respond to the other person, which I think is still a thing for women as well. And then if not, the conversation goes away, but that's it.
But
so
anyone can initiate.
Yeah,
on that side.
Believe so. Unless I'm like not paying attention and reading it wrong and I have to initiate, but like, I don't think so.
Okay.
So, because I've definitely gotten messages from guys that like I've. So, yeah.
So Bumble is your dating app.
Yeah, it's kind of like pretty much the same as Tinder, except for like you have that 24-hour window.
Yeah.
Which I kind of appreciate, because like
it tells you someone's serious.
Well, that, and like you also know that like there are just plenty of times when you're like, I'm bored, I'm just gonna go through and swipe, and then like you're not really paying attention, which is not necessarily a great thing, but not necessarily a bad thing. And you might match with somebody, and then like that's the one time that you actually read their profile and you're like, oh, actually, I don't think that we would be a match. But I thought you were cute. I thought you were cute. Like, which is fine. So, and you can say that or you could not say that. And that's, like, the grace of the 24-hour period. It's that, like, if both of you just kind of let it fizzle out, nobody's feelings really get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, on Tinder, if you don't unmatch somebody, right, and they stay there, you could always go, they could always come back and message you.
Yes.
And then,
I have a lot of
and then you have the potential to, like, kind of be an asshole and not respond, or kind of be an asshole and respond, and then say, hey, I'm not actually into it, or kind of be an asshole and just completely unmatch them at that moment, and then you just look like a jerk in every shape and form.
Do you, like, tell people, like, hey, I'm not really interested, sorry?
Yeah.
After you match with them?
If they message me, which is why,
That is so savage.
Freaking great.
It cracks me up. But
is that mean?
I don't know.
I don't think that's mean. I think that's being honest. Is that mean?
I know it might be.
I don't intend to
but
be
I
mean.
But I live for it.
I don't intend to be mean. It just happens that way.
Hey, you were just cute, but now that I'm really looking at it, it's a no.
Well, you don't have, like, again, another one of those. My therapist and I, new drinking game. Every time I see my therapist, just take a shot.
You gonna be drunk.
My therapist and I, we talked about our non-negotiables. Like, you have to have those, right?
Yes.
And so when I go through somebody's profile, if I see one of those non-negotiables, despite you being cute, like, I have to stand by myself and my truest self and, like, stand by what I believe to be firm and right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not the case, then, like, why not be honest with it?
True.
Like, because I have ghosted and I have done my fair share of ghosting, which is not necessarily a good thing. And those are things I regret. But, like, at the end of the day, I appreciate anybody's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell me the truth and stand by what you say, I believe it. Because my mother always said, like, let your yes mean yes and let your no mean no. So if I'm going to hold myself accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable too.
I like it. on the topic of non-negotiables. So I shared this post on Instagram that asks, like, what's your instant hard pass on someone? Like, what is instantly, like, what turns you off? And there were a lot of people that were throwing things out. And a like lot what? Of them made me giggle. So, for instance, one girl said, like, skinny jeans. She's a no.
Oh, we're going superficial.
I was like, oh, God. Bad hygiene.
Okay.
I agree with that. Like, I agree with that. Another girl said, like, if someone overuses the word baby. And so to a degree, here's how I feel on that. And she went more into it after I responded. Like, I actually don't really like being called baby in a relationship that much.
But so I'm sure like, you still enjoy, like, pet names, right?
Yeah, so, like, maybe something but she different. Said babe or baby. Like, those were, she's like, no. So when I, like, responded, I was like, you know, I actually don't really like being called baby, so I can kind of relate to this. But she was saying, like, so early on. She's like, I don't even know you for you to be calling me that.
Oh, so it
like,
just feels like...
Okay, yeah, that's
so that,
weird.
So for you, it just feels like that's one of those steps where, like, we need to, like, take the time to get there. That's what she was saying.
Like, right, she's
don't
like,
say it too
yeah,
early.
Like, when I don't even know you. And I was like, yeah, that, I can see how that's
Yeah, that's fair.
Weird.
But also, some people move super, super fast to where, like, even after the first date, like, getting called a pet name, like, feels like... a term of endearment or like a or shows like as a sign of like, hey, I'm still super interested.
There are pet names that I don't like though.
I know a lot of women that don't like being called sweetheart.
I was gonna say sweetie drives me crazy.
Which is such as like I'm a very affectionate person like when I talk to people and I teach, right? Mm-hmm. And so I grew up with my mom calling my little sister Sweets, like she used to call her Sweet Pea, and then she would shorten it to Sweets. And so I catch myself when I talk to women, or especially when I talk to my female students, they'll say like, Mr. B, or they'll call for my attention. I'll say, what's up, Sweets? Or like, what's up, sweetheart? And like, I try and catch myself in it because I know how the connotation of it can be seen as demeaning or like demoralizing or like playing a woman small. Yeah. But I also mean it with so much love that like,
it's probably the way you say it though.
Yeah.
I think it can be taken
I also think,
the way you're saying
and
it.
And me being a gay man saying it, like, it's completely different as opposed to, like, if a straight man was like, do you need some help there, sweetheart? Like,
yeah, I'd be like, okay, bye. Like,
back up. Nobody wants you. You smell.
So someone said bad attitude, negative energy.
Yeah.
All about that. You can feel the vibes when you first meet someone. So I get that.
Yeah.
Someone else said, when I'm called hot or sexy, I'm 50 shades of disinterested. I said, oh, girl, I guess.
I like being told I'm sexy, though, because I am sexy.
Yeah. Okay, but I think when it's, like, a straight man calling a straight woman, like, right off the bat, like, hey, sexy, we're just like, ugh.
As a gay man, that's literally, like, an entry line.
Oh, yeah. As a straight person, I'm like, no. But
at least on the apps, maybe. Maybe not on the dating apps.
And you know what? On the apps, if a guy, if that's his first message to me, I don't answer. If it's like, he's sexy. Ooh. I'm like, mm-mm.
So, what do you consider, like, I always say hashtag the apps. What are your the apps?
I will show you my apps folder right now. So, these are my dating apps right now.
Okay,
and
so
you guys can't see them, so Van's going to read
Can I say them?
Yes.
Okay, so you have Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, OkCupid, and Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those I've never used before, which are Plenty of Fish and Hinge.
Okay, Plenty of Fish is super ratchet.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. I remember looking at their website a long, long, long time ago, and I was like, no.
It's real ratchet. It's where all of my stories come from, so you're welcome again.
Yes.
Hinge is something another friend of mine put me on. And it's interesting. It's it takes like your third party Facebook friends and matches you that way.
So kind of like that idea that you like your friends, and so assumingly you might like your friends' friends.
Yeah.
And so like, if you guys have things in common, like maybe people in common, maybe you have more than that.
Yeah. So it's like you guys both know this person. Like, would you like to talk? But the only thing that I don't really like about Hinge is because on Facebook, you're friends with people from all over.
Right.
So you can match with someone who's, like, on the opposite side of the continent. And I'm like, that's not going to be a thing.
Unless he's flying me out.
Right. Unless he got pockets.
Which I'm going to ask. I will definitely ask.
And it better be
first
time.
Oh, you're in Barcelona? And what do you do? Oh, wow. You make how much? Oh, wow.
Yes. What are some of your non-negotiables?
Some of my non-negotiables. Well, I've been out for, 10 years. Happy Pride Month. I've been out for pretty much 10 years. I always celebrate around, like, November, so I'm coming up on 10 years in my head. And for one of mine, I realized a few months ago, was, like, I need the guy to, like, not just be kind of out, like, be completely out. Like, it took me, like, halfway through my coming out process, so, like, maybe 5 years to, like, finally feel like I was done coming out to, like, close family and friends, and that I could just, like, kind of be myself, right? And it feels like me having to play myself small to manage somebody else's coming out process.
Okay.
To, like, kind of, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, like, and not to make myself sound bigger or better, but to kind of feel like I have to, like, hold somebody's hand, manage their expectations, like, oh, I don't want to accidentally do this or say this to this person because it might accidentally out you or those kinds of things. So that's definitely one of my huge non-negotiables.
And you've dated people who were, like, half in the closet.
Yeah, and that's what kind of made me realize, like, this isn't getting, like, this isn't really working for me. Like, no matter how great they are, like, I just need to, I always say, I need you to match my energy. In many ways, that means I need you to match my sexual energy, my humorous energy, my queer energy. I need you to match my my drive when it comes to professional energy, like, what I want to do and where I want to see myself. Like, I need you to match all of my energies. And that's one of those things that doesn't really mesh well with my energies.
That's fair. I can see that.
Another non-negotiable would definitely be, like, if you aren't active. Like, it was something I realized, like, I need somebody who's doing just as much as I am, right? Like, if I work 7 in the morning most days to about 6 p.m. every night, like, at school, and then I still go to the gym after that.
I do.
And then I come home and I make dinner, and then I'm in bed at a certain time. Like, if you cannot, like, manage yourself without me, then there's no place for me to be around you.
Also, you don't want someone who has, like, someone with you who has kind of a heavy work schedule, or just a schedule in general. You have a busy life. You don't want someone who's completely opposite that, because they're going to be consistently like, well, let's hang out, let's hang out, let's hang out. And like, do you do anything? Not like there's nothing wrong with hanging out with, like, them, but it's like, what else do you do?
I had to stop seeing students, like, people that were still in college. Like, and I'm a recent college grad. I graduated in 2015. I literally just celebrated 3 years, right? I had to stop seeing students because I had to think back to, like, when I was a student, you're in a completely different space, right? Like, you're going to school all day busy, and then if you're like me, you were working at night. And so trying to make something cohesive work with that, with my schedule, where I'm literally only available at nights when somebody is working, and weekends when you as a student are probably working because you're not in school, like, that's not going to work for me. We're not in the same space anymore.
That's fair. I dig that. I get it. It's truly difficult to date someone who, for lack of better phrasing, is just, like, not on the same level as you.
Yeah. And that sounds so harsh, but
it does.
Like, and not in a mean way. Like, we can all be moving forward at our own pace, but that doesn't mean that I'm at the same spot. Like, Oprah and I are not on the same level in any way, shape, and form.
I mean, you're very close.
And Oprah is... and oh, stop. Stop. Like, and Oprah can keep moving forward on her ladder, and I can keep moving forward on my ladder, but I'm never going to catch up to Oprah. Well, who knows? God forbid. I could have a relative pass in a day or something, and maybe they left me money.
Or you're just going to get famous from this podcast that's going to blow up.
Right? I can't wait.
Yep.
Hi. Hi, Internet.
Someone famous is going to listen to this and go, she's on to something. And then it's going to be...
You know, in my wildest dreams, I just want something I do to pop off far enough to just let me meet Beyonce.
That's all you need.
That's like, I will pass on to the next life as happy as I possibly can be. If I just say, hello, thank you.
Just those two.
Just that simple.
Like, not even a full sentence. Hello, thank you. Thank you for your service.
And then maybe collapse into a puddle of tears. Or if she offers, I'm literally getting my Beyonce tattoo, like, next month. Maybe have her sign my tattoo so I can, like, get it tattooed on there. But, like, I'm that kind of crazy fan. You want to know the craziest, like, person I met that I had the best sex with ever?
Online?
Yes.
Or just in general?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes, share.
It was when I was living in New York, and it was this guy that lived in Harlem, this white guy. And we had, the hookup was great. It was really, really, really great. But he was obsessed with this Broadway kind of famous singer, movie star, queen. I want you to guess who it is.
I feel like older
queen. I'm going to give you some hints that might help you.
It probably not.
In a really, really, really iconic Halloween movie.
Oh, Hocus Pocus?
Yes. Who?
Bette Midler?
Yes.
Shut up.
When I tell you, This man had pictures of him and Bette Midler all over his house, on the fridge, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, on the walls. You'd walk up to the TV like, Bette Midler, Bette Midler, Bette Midler. He would tell me stories, which were like cool, about how he met Midler. Bette Midler.
And I
like,
love it.
Like, he'd point to a picture and be like, yeah, I didn't really enjoy talking to her this time. Like, she kind of had a little bit of an attitude. And I was like, oh my God. So you think that you're like best friends with Bette Midler? Right. Okay. All right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny. Bette Midler. That's new. I haven't heard that one. You said Broadway, and I was going to go to, like, Bernadette, because, like, that's obsessive for me.
Well, because, like, the first thing that popped into my head recently with Bette Midler is Hello, Dolly. She was just in Hello, Dolly.
Yes, you're correct. You know? You're right. Although, I still feel like, when you say obsessed with someone who's older, but, like, Broadway queen, I'm automatically going to say Bernadette. Because, hello. Anyways, I digress. What app did you meet him on?
Grindr, I'm sure.
Is that where you meet, like, most of the people that you talk to?
Yeah. Yeah, because I spent a lot more time on it.
Okay. I feel like I spent a lot of time on Tinder, and I don't really, like, I don't talk to people.
I feel like when I go into a dating app looking for a date, that process takes a lot more time.
It does.
Like, you know, the process of actively saying, like, I'm going to actively message you, and only you, or, like, you and I are going to try and keep up this rapport long enough to try and move this from the app to in person. That takes so much more time.
It does.
Whereas, like, if you're just trying to, yeah, and if you're not really looking for, like, something romantic at that moment, or you're just trying to, like, meet people, maybe have fun in whatever way you want to quantify that, like, yeah, I do it on Grindr, because guys are, like, literally, like, what are you doing? You're free right now? Let's meet right now. All right, go. Like,
I feel like the equivalent to Grindr for straight people might be Plenty of Fish.
Really?
I do. Only because of this reason. Like, so on Grindr, anyone can message you, right? You don't have to match on anything.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So that's like that on Plenty Fish. And if I open my app for Plenty Fish, it's, I can almost put money on the fact that as soon as I open Plenty Fish, I'll have at least 5 messages. At least.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot.
She pop in. She pop in.
Yeah, but all from, like, ratchet ghetto-ass Negroes. And I'm like, oh. Listen, and they're aggressive. They are so aggressive.
That's the thing. I don't do aggressive.
Me either.
I don't do aggressive. Like, you got to come at me.
You need to back up.
Like, with a little semblance of respect.
Right.
Just
so,
a little.
Last week.
She ratchet too. So, like, I can take a little bit of disrespect. Like,
last week, this guy messaged me and... God, he blocked me since, so there's that.
My favorite game, how fast can I get blocked?
So quick. And something along the line, like, he put some stupid corny, I talked about it last week in the podcast, I think, some corny pickup line where he called me fat, and he's like, pretty hot and tempting, like, pH fat.
Oh,
and
like, pretty like, hot and tasty?
I was like, okay. But he had messaged me before, and I had told him no, and so I did it again. And I didn't say
did
this
you
in
remind
last
him? Did you remind him that you had already said no?
Because
that's my fave.
I did.
I've already told you that I'm not interested.
I said, you know, you've messaged me before, and I previously said I wasn't interested. I'm still not. Please don't message me. And I didn't say this in last week's podcast because it totally slipped my mind. But he called me a stupid, simple cunt. And I was like, oh, thank you.
I don't know if I agree with the choice of simple.
Or stupid.
I'd say maybe a little complex.
Kind of, yeah, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I am.
Absolutely,
I'm happy that you got that. His ego was bruised.
Bruised egos, bitch. You want to talk about bruised egos? This fragile masculinity that I deal with?
It's real strong.
Girl, check the nails. Check the nails.
So pretty.
They're cute, right? I literally just got them redone.
I saw your Snapchat.
Yeah, I like to get like a fun gel manicure and like change up my nails. My students love it. And like at the end of the day, who doesn't freaking love some color? Like everybody loves color, right? When I tell you the men that will message me, what's up with your nails? I have nail polish on them, sir. Why? That's what women do. It is also what I do.
Right. Why? Who says that?
At one point, I literally told a guy, I was like, don't worry, I can still probably squat more than you with this color on. And he blocked me.
And
I said, oh, why are you so fragile that, like, I can't have color on my nails? Wait till he finds out that sometimes I like to beat a face with a fierce highlight. Oh, my God.
Wait till he finds out you get them brows designed.
Like, and they're snatched. And you can't, they can't take me. It's like me when I wear my overalls. What's wrong with them? You can't take me. That's fine. They can't take the fantasy. I'm going to feel it myself no matter what.
Yes. Fragile masculinity is a thing right now. Yeah. And it is super out there running rampant. Super. Like a freaking disease.
I'm on the Hurt Men's Feelings 2K18 tip.
Yeah. Waste their time 2018.
That's all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Hashtag do it. Yeah. Don't care. And so many men that are on apps. I don't know if it's like this for the gay world. So let me just say, so many straight men that are on apps think that they're like, their shit don't stink, and they're like, you're obligated to like them.
Yes.
They are God's
Which
gift.
Is like, don't make me have to tell you about yourself.
Right. I'm like, do you own a mirror?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this first. Want to what are you wearing in all of your pictures? Let's talk about that. Who dressed you? Why is this a thing?
That's the great thing about Grindr. I do only really get one picture. No, they never comb their hair. No, they don't. And they don't shower. And no. They don't have a facial routine.
Listen, either. If they wear hats in all their pictures, I'm real, real suspect.
They probably just have a weird shaped like, head. They probably look
you
like
might
one
be
of,
bald.
They, no, they probably look like one of those like dancing little peanut characters from the Proud Family movie.
Zoe's twerking. That was my movie.
Yes. The peanuts came to life.
They were working it too.
The nostalgia jumped
They
out.
Might look like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't take a picture without your hat off? Like, yeah. I don't trust it.
But sometimes I have a sexy.
It is, but not if I have to like hat. Worry about what's underneath it. If I know that you look decent without it.
What if you just make them wear the hat during sex and then it never comes off?
I don't know. I feel like that's weird.
Doesn't like Papoose do that?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's some rapper out there that probably never takes the hat off.
There's multiple rappers out there who's like, yeah, no, this ain't coming off.
And if they're not wearing a hat, they're in a do-rag. Right?
Ew, yeah.
Simple black lace do-rag.
There's nothing wrong with do-rags.
I wear mine all the time.
Yeah, if I owned one, I would wear one probably. I don't own a do-rag.
You could get one. They're like $4.
Then I have
Sally's.
To like go to the store, so.
I know, I need to get new stuff.
Maybe I can just Amazon it.
Everything's on Amazon.
Everything. God, I love having a Prime account.
If I didn't share an account with my family, I would be buying all the sex toys. Because they're all on Amazon.
Are they really?
Yes. You just gotta go look for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, go look.
I'm just usually shopping for, like, I don't know, just the most random shit. Like, eyeliner and fishnets. That's the last order I bought.
That doesn't sound pretty random. That sounds like Vegas.
Oh, it was for Vegas. Yes. Because that's how I live my life.
Yay.
Anywho, okay, so besides your Bette Midler online lover, what bizarre online dating stories do you have to share?
Did I ever tell you the one about the little racist Italian boy?
You haven't. Listeners don't know either.
He was not racist. I'm sorry. Okay, here's the story, right? So story I'm living time. In New York at the time.
These all happen in New York.
Because I do not date out here, girl. Where are the men? Where are they?
Accurate.
Anyways, so I'm seeing this guy in New York. Not seeing. I think I matched with him on Tinder. Maybe.
Ooh,
right.
Yes.
So different, right? So mm-hmm. It was already like, oh, we're in like date mode, right? We're talking. He's a writer for a pretty, I'm not going to say the name of the publication, but like a pretty liberal like news organization, right? Like okay. Think along the lines of like BuzzFeed, but like a little bit more status.
Okay.
Right? So he's a writer. He seems very liberal, very cool. So like we're talking. He seems pretty chill. We decide that we're going to meet up. Now, let me preface this by saying, prior to this, I knew that he was vegan. He had told me he was vegan. That was really not an issue with me before. I've never really dated with somebody who was vegan, but, like, there was a point in my life where I was a vegetarian for 2 years. Like, I totally am fine with people having, like, their own dietary things, if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that I'm also going to do what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So we meet up in, if you know New York, we meet up in Union Square, which is 14th Street. And we didn't really have a plan. We just kind of met up and we just start walking uptown. So the numbers are going up, right? We're walking, we're talking, we're chatting. I'm sure I ask him a couple of questions about his veganism every once in a while, but we seem to be having a decent conversation. There isn't like much of a spark there, but like he seems pretty chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get around like 32nd Street around Penn Station and both of us are like, oh, we're hungry. We have no idea what we're going to do. Like, let's figure out something to eat. This is where the first red flag went up. And he said, oh, I don't really go places where meat is served. Oh, okay, all right. So I start asking, well, where do you suggest we go? I don't know, blah, 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 blah. We keep walking, we're going to figure it out. So now my brain is like peaked, right? That was the first red flag. So I start asking more questions about his veganism because I just need to know. Turns out, next flag I see, like, as we're walking, he tells me that he could never really see himself being with somebody who wasn't vegan.
But you're not vegan.
I'm not vegan. And that most of his family and friends are not vegan or something like that, and he can't see himself going into situations where meat is served. I'm immediately thinking, like, because I'm a family man, I'm like, every family function that my family serves, there's hella meat. Hell of me, right? So it just gets to be more and more like intense. We decide to stop at like a CVS and we grab some chips and salsa. Mm-hmm. We are now at the corner of 50th Street at Columbus Circle outside of Central Park. So we walk into Central Park and we sit down and we're eating our chips and salsa and just talking some more. And he's linking his veganism to animal rights activism.
Oh.
Cool. Okay, sure. I get it. That's people's thing. That's do what you want to. I got you. So at one point, and this is what stops the date, girl. Stops it. Cold dead in his tracks. God. At one point, I ask him, I say, so what percentage of the world is vegan? And he tells me, 3%. Short little white Italian boy. White Italian boy, right? I say, oh, okay. 3%. Cool. So, devil's advocate here. So, like, you believe that 97% of people in the world are really wrong about eating meat?
Mm-hmm.
Harmless question. Truly, I feel. I don't feel like it's super prying. Deadass his response. You know, that's the same rhetoric that slave owners used to justify owning slaves. I said, oh. So what we did was we just equated your animal rights activism to my blackness. Wow.
My jaw is dropped.
We really did that. I said, oh, wow. Thank you so much. I have to get going. Oh, we're heading in the same direction. I'll take the train with you. Actually, no. I need to, like, go uptown, something like that. I hop on the other side of the tracks, go uptown one stop, then cross over just to go back down to where I needed to go because I was not about to ride the train with this fool. Yeah.
He tried it.
Yeah.
He said, oh, all in case you push. Don't get it, let me relate it to something you might get.
Like, I'm thinking, like, this little woke boy, he writes, like, he says he's an animal rights activist. Okay, cool, you're, like, politically involved. You really just, did you just call me an animal? You just called me an animal.
You said, you're black, you should get it. Yeah. You're black, you should get how these animals feel.
Girl.
Touché.
Yeah, that was all good.
And you just left. Yeah. Like you were done.
Bounced.
Bye.
Bounced,
it's done.
Bye.
No more calls after that. No calling, no texting.
I think we remained Facebook friends for a little bit longer, but I'm pretty sure I deleted him eventually.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's fun.
See, I don't date often.
Why? Because it ends up like that. Yeah, dating is... it's a lot.
Yeah.
It takes a lot. So, are you dating right now?
No. I literally just stopped seeing someone.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is it because he related you to slavery and
animals? No. It was a lot of, we were kind of at an impasse. We couldn't really satisfy the other person in the way that they needed to be satisfied with various things. And so,
that's very mature, I feel like.
It was for me. For him, it was a lot of blaming me, but that's fine.
That's, insecurities.
Yeah. Very insecure. Yeah.
Insecure people blame a lot.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what caused us to be, like, at an impasse. So, I don't wish to, like, speak any ill on him. He's really, really great.
Yeah.
I hope to be present as much as
he'll let me. Sometimes you're just not right for someone at that time in life. Right. You never know what could happen later down the line.
Right, absolutely that.
Life is freaking long.
And my mom always says it's a very small world.
It is, though.
It's a very small world. That's why that's my favorite ride at Disneyland.
I hate that ride.
That's my favorite ride. I could go on it forever, and I will sing along the entire time.
I would throw you over.
I will never get tired of the song. And when we go into the last white room, I'm that bitch that's harmonizing, it's a small world after all. It's me. All day.
I can see it, though. Yeah. That's what's happening. Oh, Lord. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to Disneyland together. So you're not dating anyone. I'm talking to, update listeners, I'm talking to someone who I have previously talked to, who you know about.
I do?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to give me a name right now, but like...
Oh, no, I will. Oh. That's what this podcast is about. Oh. I tell all my business.
Okay.
So, I'm talking to Trevor.
Oh, okay.
From OC.
Yeah.
Which is very bizarre for me.
Hi, Trevor, if you hear this. Hi.
I did tell him about the podcast.
You did?
He asked me, he's like, what's new in your life? And I was like, oh, I got, you know, at work, I got this, and just moved, and I am doing a podcast. And he's like, you're doing a podcast? And I was like,
did you say, yeah, you might be on it?
I told him, I said, you know, he asked me, because he was asking, like, what's it about? And I was telling him, and because he and I met online when we first met. And he asked me, he's like, am I on your podcast? And I was like, you know, this podcast happened after you, but you might end up on it you stick around long enough.
Look, you speak it into the universe, Trevor. And here it is.
It's funny because the two guys that I have, like, dated or talked to since doing this podcast that I have told about it, I feel like it's something that I should say pretty early on in case they find out about it.
So that way it doesn't feel like you're hiding something.
Right, or super awkward. And they're both, like, super supportive and think it's the coolest thing. Like, Trevor was blown away. He was like, do you have a lot of listeners? Like, is it so hard to do a podcast? Like, oh my God, how long do you talk? What do you do?
People love podcasts right now.
I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like a minor celebrity. I don't have that many listeners. Hold on. yeah, so that's interesting. That's very, very fresh in its steps. And in typical Cecily fashion, it could be canceled next week. So I don't know yet.
Girl, you ain't said nothing but words.
I feel next like once week, I verbally
we
say
put it into
it's
the
like,
universe, it's
oh,
about to come back
just
to
kidding.
You.
So yeah, there's that. Also, my darling cousin, who was on this podcast a few episodes ago, tried to hook me up with someone that her and her husband know, who I met.
Wait, pause. Can we just remember that this is what you asked for? You asked for people to set
I
you
did.
Up.
Well, which is why I said yes.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay. All right.
Also, guys, yes, I have asked my friends, Van being one of them, why hasn't anybody hooked me up with a fine, single, eligible
sitting
straight
there with her hand out. Hand out, offering nothing back.
Van is the only one who read me the filth on it, by the way.
How are you going to ask everybody, set me up, and yet I don't see you setting up anybody.
Who has asked me?
If you have to ask, closed
mouths do not get fed.
It's about leading by example. Also, you put out into the universe what you want to see, no?
Listen,
maybe
we're
you
not talking about that right now.
Anyways, they set you up with a guy.
Yes, who I had met at her Christmas party, and since Christmas of, 2017, this past Christmas, he had been asking her husband, like, what's up with her? I want to talk to her. And I had been saying, no.
No.
And there was no yeah. So I finally, he followed me on Instagram, and I finally told her, I was like, you know what? Fine. Like, I have dated some characters. Why not? She's like, I think he could be great for you. He's a good guy. He talks about you all the time. He says he wants to show you how someone should be treated. And I was like, all right, go ahead.
I like this narrative.
Yes. So, information was exchanged. We started texting. He was texting me a lot. Started calling me often. And I felt bad because there are times, like, you just can't get a hold of people. Like, I'm a single mom, so, like, when I have Jaden, that's my focus. And he called a lot during, like, Jaden's graduation or, like, the party. And, like, he probably felt like I was ignoring him, but I'm, like, telling him now is real. Like, I'm not trying to make excuses.
But you're communicating.
Yeah,
now,
I was,
right?
Like, okay. At Jaden's graduation party, can't talk, I'll call you later tonight. Like, whatevs. Anyway, so... On our last conversation, this has hence been canceled. Like,
yeah,
we're,
so she said.
Canceled.
So when she said last conversation, she means our last conversation.
Our last supper. We're going there. So, P.S. Like, had not even asked me out once. And we were talking for a few weeks. And maybe like 2 weeks.
Still a few.
But didn't ask me out. I literally was like, so are you going to ask me out? And he's like, yeah, I was going to do it right now. And I was like, okay. Anyway, so in our last conversation, which was just 2 days ago, we were on the phone, he called me, and I was in my apartment cleaning up, and he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm cleaning, I'm doing some cleaning that I should have done a few days ago. What are you doing? He's like, oh, and I was like, no, I don't. That's why I asked. And he's like, oh, I'm just, I'm out here hustling. I was like, that sounds sketch. What
does that
mean? And he's like, selling. I was like, selling what? Like, real estate?
Bro, do you sell weed? You could just say you sell weed.
This part. So he made it super sketchy, and then he's like, well, you know, it used to be illegal, but now it's
like, okay, so you like, sell
so
weed?
So you're selling weed. And he's like, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, for a dispensary kind of thing. But yeah, it's a good side hustle. And the way that he went about this whole conversation was so sketch. And I was like, okay.
I feel like that's hella demeaning. Like, you don't think that I can just handle you saying, I sell weed? Or even, you might not even sell. I have friends that work in the weed, like, in the marijuana industry that, like, are distributors or, like, work for companies that would like to get their stuff in dispos. Like, you can't just say that you work in the marijuana industry and call it a day.
Yeah, he was very shady about
like,
it.
Like, why are you being childish about what you do?
You're making this choice. You're out here doing it right now.
Right.
So he asked me, honestly, he's like, oh, okay, well, like, how do you feel about that? I was like, you know, I'll be completely honest, my ex-boyfriend, my last serious relationship, he didn't sell it, but he smoked it all of the time. Not, like, some of the time, literally all the time. And it was only an issue that we bumped heads because I was really worried about how often Jaden was around him, my child. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want him, you know, like, I'm staying the night at your house with my kid. If he gets into something,
right,
it stresses me out that he might find it. And I said, I don't really want to get into something like that again because we argued about it so much. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you, it's not that you smoke it, like you're selling it. So I know that you have it. And he's like, oh yeah, but I live with my brother. And you know, when my niece is around, I make sure it's like zipped up tight in a Ziploc bag. And so I was like, no.
You're not hearing, you're not listening to what I'm actually saying.
I'm sure right he now. Got my vibe of like, it's not gonna happen. It's a no.
Like, great that you do this thing, dog. Great. It's a no for me.
And we got off the phone, and I instantly texted my cousin, Kristen, and I was like, it's a hard pass. And she was like, why? I was like, because this fool is out here selling weed. And she said, what? Oh, my God. Are you serious? Like,
girl, you didn't know what he did?
She was like, you were just telling me how much of a good guy he was, how this is going
to be. He can still be a good guy.
She said, girl, you need to block his number. I said, oh, now you want me to block him?
As an avid cannabis user, he can still be a good guy, just not good for you.
Not good for me.
And that's fine.
And he hasn't called me back.
That's fine.
I didn't need to block his number. I told her, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And if he does text me or call me back.
Blocking somebody's number is extreme.
I told her, I was like, I'll just let him know, like, you know, it's not something that would work for me in my situation. But he hasn't. He hasn't. So I was like, wow, Kristen, trying to hook me up with drug dealers. And she was like, I didn't know.
But isn't that where all the good money is? You want to be rich, right?
Listen,
isn't the pharmacy industry like the highest paid industry in the world?
I'm good.
Something like that. I might have made that statistic up. I might have.
I think you probably
did. I might have.
3%.
Big pharma. I don't know. I'm a liberal. Or something.
Wow.
Did you vote? I couldn't. Well, you didn't vote, Cecily.
I did.
I voted.
I hope you all voted.
Go vote.
That are out here.
Vote. Primaries matter. Go vote. Go register to vote. It all matters.
Get some people in there who are going to make a difference.
Right?
I can't talk because I didn't vote.
Because the people that made a difference in the last election were who? White women. 53% of white women showed up and showed out for Trump. Go vote.
That part.
Go vote.
And look what we're stuck with for a little while. Anyway. So that's my dating life in a nutshell. I was matched with a drug dealer by my cousin.
Oh my god.
And I'm seeing Trevor, who I'm going to be having dinner with soon. So
yay.
He's a gem. He just got a new car and work's apparently going very well and he looks great. So.
Upward swing. We love it.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
It's summertime, so I just plan on hoeing out all summer now that I'm not seeing this guy.
Serum Young Grinder.
Yeah, I was on it today.
Oh, and how's that going?
It was great.
How's trade?
Trade this morning was real nice.
Oh, because you're on summer vacation.
I'm on summer vacation. I am not doing anything. I literally met this guy today. I might be in love with him. He's amazing.
Oh, no.
Oh, girl, it was so good. And then we went out to lunch afterwards. He's cute and southern.
Oh, I do like the Southerns.
Right.
The
Southerns. He's taller than me. So, like, maybe by, like, 2 inches. And I'm
that
tall.
That is saying something, guys.
I'm
Van
6'2".
Is tall.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". So, he's maybe, like, 6'4", which is, like, perfect.
Do you ever get that?
No. He's muscular. Mm. Girl. His ass is nicer than mine. And I have a nice ass. His ass is nicer than mine. And he's successful.
Yes. That was enough.
And here's the best part.
I'm sold. All right.
Here's the best part. He doesn't live in this state. So in about a week, he's going to go away. And then I can keep hoeing out. So I get to be in love with him for a week.
Where does he live? What is he doing?
South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the Southern.
Yeah, I get to be in love with this beautiful chocolate man. Oh, my God, he's chocolate, too.
That's all you
have to say. Oh, my God.
You guys have heard me talk multiple times how I'm obsessed. Honestly, though, I kind of feel like a hypocrite now because I'm like, yes, dark chocolate. But the guy I'm talking to is real white.
I remember you and Duran were talking about this because I was listening. I have this thing, not that I don't see white guys anymore, because they're everywhere, like, and I see plenty of white guys.
Yeah, well, where we live.
But I have this thing where, like, I'm now actively searching for men of color.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, black men, but, like, Latino men, and, First peoples, like, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just something about, even if you can't completely understand, because, like, the black experience is not the same as the Latinx experience, right? But, like, something about being able to empathize growing up queer and growing up brown in this country, even if it's not exactly the same, like, I don't know, there's just more of a footing there.
You can definitely,
like,
find the
similarities. There are more things, even if I have to explain some things, there are more things that I don't have to explain than I do have to explain.
Yeah. And I do feel that way, especially with where we are. I feel that way with white guys, like, but, that ask me questions that, like, so being black, being a black girl, I'm like,
don't
okay.
get me wrong, I okay. love me a good white woke bae. I love, they, like, the white men that I have seen have been very, very, like, outspokenly, like, liberal. Like, they tend to be, like, the white friends that I surround myself with. Like, my white allies are the people that are on Facebook saying, like,
yes,
hey, here's the BS that's going down with this. And, like, make sure that you're checking in on your friends because, like, there's xenophobic shit happening over here and blah, blah, blah. Those are the people I surround myself with. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to dating white men, that tends to be the white men that I gravitate towards. The ones that are, like, I don't understand your black experience, but I can at least try and empathize with it. And I can also check my privilege. And I can also check me as a person. I can check my black privilege in a way. Like, we don't talk about that as often. Like, there are certain things that I do benefit from.
Yeah.
But not really. Now, girl, compared to you, I'm systematically oppressed. So, like, we're that not really part. Trying to have a race in this in any way, shape, and form. But, like, when it comes to trying to empathize with somebody who's white that I am dating, I can check and say, oh, well, maybe you've never been through this experience before. So let me be a little bit more patient when trying to explain.
Yeah, there's a difference between those that are genuinely trying to understand and those who are just plain ignorant. And it's the ignorance that I can't do.
I'm open. I'm open as long as you're open.
Yeah.
Be open and receptive, and I will be open and receptive.
Yes. And, you know, you and I, we have pretty strong personalities, so
what?
I'm not...
Who? Us? Who? Never.
Not me. I am submissive.
I mean, I mean, in the bedroom I am, but not right here.
That's a different topic.
That's a completely different podcast. You should have a sex episode.
If I have a sex episode, I feel like I have to literally bring in all of our friends.
I just, like... Ooh, like a good, like, good old round table discussion.
Yes.
And, like, ooh, we'll all come with questions. It'll be like, did you ever watch that TV show? One Gay, Five Girls or something like that. It was on, like, go look it up. Girl, you would probably love that.
I also
it's like
feel
one
like...
straight woman and, like, five gay men, and it's like a panel, and she would, like, ask them questions and they would answer. You would love that.
I feel like this is
it was on
our discussions anytime all of our friends get
like,
together.
Literally
anyway.
Us at Buffalo Wild Wings the other day with Jaden.
When,
like,
we were at Denny's.
Yes. Oh my God, with our waiter.
That waiter was something fierce.
Oh my gosh.
He was definitely rings.
I kept trying to get you to not have him come over though, because he was definitely hitting on me.
I liked it.
I did not.
I love
it. He was so sweet and so cute and so great, but
just
like definitely not my type in any way, shape, or form. So like knowing that he was coming back, I was like, oh my God, hi.
Yes.
Because
we
you kept wanting
about
to talk to him.
Ass.
Yes. Eating ass is so much fun.
No.
Yes.
You will not eat the booty like groceries. Yes. No. No, 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 no.
It's
no.
Delicious.
No. Ew! It is not delicious! Stop it.
Straight women like eating ass now, or like getting their ass eaten. It's on the internet, Cecily.
Not everything on the internet is true, man.
It is.
I will speak for straight women like myself who just don't want your mouth by my booty hole.
I bet you. Never mind. different podcast. Because I have a thought.
Different
but
episode.
Oh, yeah. I'll...
Episode to come. No pun intended. Anyway.
I was taking a drink of water. Rude.
You're welcome again. Yes. So, you guys, thank you for. spending another one of your Fridays listening to my nonsense.
I love it.
It's awesome. We probably will have a sex episode, and I have some beautiful lesbians coming on.
Wow, to talk about online dating as a lesbian?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to get all kinds of perspectives.
I don't know. Can I come? I feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm such a failure as a queer man. Because I feel like I do not know enough like people that are not queer or gay men. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like I need to know more lesbians, more people that are bi, more people that are pan, more people that are trans. Like, I need to expand my queer community because, like, right now, it's very much just, like, gay men that are also like me. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, fair.
You know?
So, if you are on any of those things that Van just listed, find and you want to follow him, his Instagram handle is...
at VanAngelo, VanAngelo. And I'm also on Twitter, and I'm freaking hilarious, at DatKidPhoenix, DatKidPhoenix.
Hope you got all that. Write it down.
Yeah.
Follow Van on all the social media.
I'm pretty social.
If you would like to see his beautiful face. I'm sorry. Not the butthole.
Oh my god. If there are any gay men listening to this that aren't Durand, I mean, Durand, you can send them. Durand, you can send them to me too. But if there are any men on here, send me your dick pics. Send me your ass pics. I will gladly rate them. And if you are cute and in the Inland Empire area, we can have some fun together. Just know that.
Aye.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Slide into his DMs.
I'm gonna advertise myself anyway. I've been looking like a snack all summer. So
yes.
If anything, just hit that double tap. Give me that like.
You know, he's not a snack. He's a full course meal.
Full course meal.
He will bless your life.
Thank you. So are you, sis. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank
scrumptious.
You.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Mm-hmm.
Toot sweet.
Follow Van on Instagram, Twitter, whatever you use. Follow me on Instagram. If you like what you heard today, come back next Friday. You can rate, review, and subscribe to this on Apple Podcasts. Should have swiped left. Give me all the ratings. I will share it. I will share it to everyone like this beautiful one that I received today that just made my heart melt. And I'll read it to you guys because I said I was going to do that last week. So I got to stick to what I'm saying. N. Braithwaite. Sorry if that's not how you say it. Rated my podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, titled it Keeping It 100, said such an honest exploration about life in the online dating world. Episode 7 was hysterical. You and Duran had me cracking up. Truly, though, it is incredibly brave to put your dating life, positive and negative, out into the world. Excited to hear future episodes.
Yes.
Leave me a review and I'll share it on the podcast and love you forever. And yes, if you don't even have an Apple product, I mean, like, what are you doing? But also, you can listen to it on Anchor with any phone or whatever. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you to Van for sharing his life with us, his beautiful New York story. And come back next week for a lesbian-filled episode. It's going to get wild. Probably not the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
But it will get wild.
Oh,
it will get wild. See you next Friday.
Bye.